Okay, today's daf is Yivamas daf Tzadi Hey, and we are on Tzadi Dalet Amid Beis. Towards the bottom, we are Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Kahana, about 12 lines up to the bottom, on Tzadi Dalet Amid Beis. Again, today's, this week's Shirim, our Lerafua Shalema Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta, Besok Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. You should be Zocha to Lerafua Shalema Bekaro, Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta. We thank the family for the sponsorship, and the Torah should be Lerafua Shalema. Okay, so we are discussing the Mishnah that spoke about the opposite case that was spoken about in the first Mishnah in the Parak, where a husband goes off to sea and comes back after the Edom had testified that he was he died, and now we have the opposite case that it's the woman, the wife, that goes and is the one that is missing, and the report is that Mesa Ishtacha, and then is remarried. So that is the discussion in the Mishnah, and it seemed to be different, as we'll see, it is very different than the Knossos that were instituted in the Mishnah Alev. The first Mishnah of the Parak, there were a lot of Knossos against her. Masha'en came here, it did not seem there were any Knossos instituted, which we'll, Be'ez Hashem, discuss in a couple of minutes why that is. But then along the way, we discussed, is this Mishnah against Rabbi Akiva? So we said, no, it's not against Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's insistence on a get by Eishes Ach and Achus Isha really apply by other cases, not cases similar to the ones in our Mishnah. So that's where we stand right now, about 12 lines up from the bottom. So Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, E Rabbi Akiva, you're telling me that our Mishnah supports Rabbi Akiva and it is consistent with Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but there's another Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and if our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva, Lisni Nami Chamoso. Why does the Mishnah give a case where you married your wife's sister? Why don't you say you married your wife's mother? To Hashamina Leila Rabbi Akiva, Tamar Chamoso Lachamisa Labisrefa. Because Rabbi Akiva holds not only, we've always assumed that the only erva that changes after death is Achos Isha, that if a man's wife dies, then he can marry the sister. But all other krovos stay usser, the woman's daughter, the woman's other relatives. What about the woman's mother? What about a man's mother-in-law? Rabbi Akiva holds that a man's mother-in-law after his wife dies will not be besreifa afterwards. So why didn't the Mishnah bring up that case? Not only that your wife, one's wife went to sea and married the sister, what about the mother-in-law? Titania, as the Brisa says, Ba'esh Yisrofu Oso Ve'eshen. The Pasuk says that they shall be Besreifa, he, the one who is Mezana, Ve'eshen, and them. And them? That sounds plural. If it's plural, who's the them? It can't be the mother and the wife and the mother, because when you marry the wife, she didn't do anything wrong. So why would she be punished? So that's the machlokas here, Bikiva Rabbi Shmuel. What does that word mean, eshen? Osova eshen. So osova es achas mehen, divi Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shmuel means you burn him, meaning he's chayav misa, the one who was mezaneh, and one of them, meaning the mother-in-law, or the second one that was mezaneh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, osova eshtein, it means both of them. What's both of them? So we'll see B'ez Hashem soon. But now let's continue. But that's the machlokas. Rabbi Akiva, as we will see, is hinting to his shita that chamoso lachar misa is not besreifa, is not included in the pasuk. So bishlam ala abaya, this is continuing and finishing up the question now. Bishlam ala abaya de omar mashmoz darshani kibinayu. According to Abaya, who says there's really no halachic difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, just a question of how to darshan the psukim, and they really both aren't saying anything different from each other. They really mean that only one of them is going to be killed, and there's nothing new between them. Rabbi Akiva is including, Rashi notes here, is including Chamoso and Aim Chamoso. Right, what's the both of them? The mother-in-law and the mother of the mother-in-law. That's the only person that's being included. So then, Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chadoksiv, and Rabbi Shmuel says one of them is explicit in the Pasuk. Rabbi Kiva Savar Taratiksiv, and Rabbi Kiva says that's what both of them are including. Two mothers-in-law, a mother-in-law and the mother of the grandmother-in-law. So if you say that, then Shapir, then fine. Then you're saying how Rabbi Kiva is not holding anything different. And there is no exclusion of Chamoso Lachar Misa. Ela l'Rava, but according to Rava, who says that the halachic difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael is to Amar Chamoso Lachar Misa Kibinayu, that Rabbi Akiva is really holding that Chamoso only applies while they are both alive, Eshen. But if they one of them has died, if the daughter died, if the wife died, so then the mother-in-law becomes mutter, so then listening nami chamoso. So why isn't mother-in-law given as an example in the Mishnah, why only achoso is mentioned? So the Gemara answers, Amalei answers, Rav Kahana to Rav Ashi, Nehi de miyatekra bisreifa, me yisura mi miyatekra. Who says it's mutter? Even if Rabbi Akiva excludes chamosa lachar misa from sreifa, from misas bezdin, but who says it's mutter? Misura mi miyatekra. How usser is it? So that is not 100% clear. The Rishonim discuss it. Bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, Mi Isura Mi Mi Atakra, Rachmana, Klomar, Mi Lav Vikares Lo Miata Ela Misrefa. Ooh, Tosfos is saying it's still Chayvi Krisus. Right? It goes down one notch from Chayvi Mises Bezdin to Chayvi Krisus. It's still a pretty severe Isser. But that's Tosfos. That's all excluding. So obviously the Mishnah is not going to give that case of Chamotza lachamisa, because there is still an isser involved in isser kari. So if you look in the Rambam has another shita in Hilchas Isurei Biya and the Chachmi Svarat. But either way, it is one notch down. Maybe it's down to Chayvi Krisus, maybe it's down to Chayvi not even kares. But that is the discussion. The isser of Chamotza, the isser of mother-in-law. The Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Achrei most discusses this. What's the root Isser? Obviously, all Arayos, we could say, are Xeris HaKasiv, as we'll talk about with Hashem a little bit later. But says the Ramban, there's something special about mother, something special about the Isser of mother-in-law. Ulufi Daiti, Amara Kasuv Zima, Beisha Ubebita, Uveisha Veima. The Torah does not use the word Zima by all of the Isurim. Here it uses it by mother-in-law. Leganos, leganos ha'inyan, lomar, ki kishi ishkab im achas shehi ishto, yachshov ba'acheres, ba'avur kirvasam v'dimyonam. You know what one of the root problems is with marrying a wife's sister while the wife is alive, or marrying a mother-in-law, is because when a husband and wife are together, says the Ramban, your wife's going to be on the other one. Because they're so similar to each other, so you're not going to be able to focus. V'hine ti'yesh shchivas shtehen lo zima. That's Zima. When the husband and the wife are not focusing on each other, and it's very probable if there is two women that are very close to each other, two sisters, or a mother and a daughter, says the Ramban, that's the lashon of Zima in the Torah. V'hu inyan she'ezkira boseinu, that's what the Gemara says in Nedarim. Uvrosi bachem amordim aposhim bi elu b'nei teisha midos, lakach amar akasav ervas isha ubita, and isha she'ikach es isha v'zima zima hi. Says the Ramban, that is the root. And a lot of Hilchos Tznius, that is mentioned by the poskim, is meant to encourage positively this idea of the husband and the wife not focusing on anything else besides each other, bisman that they are together. Those are the halachas about darkness, and halachas about Laila, and the halachas about other halachas. There shouldn't be any mafriim involved when a husband and wife are together, and that's what this Ramban is highlighting. That part of the root of the Isser of mother-daughter and mother and wife-sister is because it'll be harder to focus on one's wife in that specific case, and that is why the Torah calls it, that's why the Torah calls it Zima. There is interesting, the Gemara mentions here that it might not be Sreifa, but it's still Kares. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, the Sefer Achinuch, discusses this. By all the Chayvi Krisus, including mother-in-law, maybe that's even Sreifa, all the Arayas mentioned in Achremos and Kedoshim. Let's say a man and a woman, they're Chayvi Krisus to each other. What if a man is just Mekadish that woman? Is that wrong? Is there an Aveira there? A man goes over to his sister and says, Hariyah Mukudeshes Libet Damazuk, that's supposed to be Yisrael. So it's meaningless. We don't mean in Chayvi Krisus, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, right? According to everybody, Rabbi Akiva says there's no Tfisas Kedushin even by Chayvi Lavin. We don't pass in that way. But we pass in the Zotfisis condition by Chavi Krisus. Man goes over to his sister, gives her a ring, Hariyamukudashusli. So it's meaningless. Did he do anything wrong? Did he get an Avera? So that is the machlokes between the Sefer HaChinuch and the other Rishonim, the Ritva and others. The Sefer HaChinuch says, it's Asur D'Oraisa, to be Makadish one of the Chavi Krisus. That's in Mitzvah Reish Vav. Mitzvah Reish Vav, that's the Isser of Achos Isha, Shaloi Lavo Ashte Achios Mechayim. That is the Isser says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mikol Makom Ein Ishto Tahainu Ha'achos Shenasa Rishona Asura Labebnei Nisui Shnio Zimasa Elishto Muteraslo. That we'll get to, and that's our Mishnah. Avo Mikol Makom Mischayev Ha'osa Bahen Maisa Hakidushin. Unbelievable Chiddush. The man goes over to one of the Chayvei Krisus and is Makadesher. If he's has Nisui in his bowl, her, that's Chayvei Krisus. But if he's just Makadesher, gives her a ring, Isser D'Oraisa, Shatora Amra Lotikach, umashma lashon kiddushin. V'afal gav dim avar v'lakach klomer shekidesh lo mahani lei. Even though what you've done was meaningless, klomer she'ena lekucha so l'shum davar ve'ena tzricha mimenu get mikomakom nischayev v'kach. That is the chiddush of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Menachas Chinuch cannot believe it. The Menachas Chinuch says, Din zeh lo matzasi barambam, she'e aser l'kadish chayev v'krisus, she'en kiddushin tovsim bohem. What you did was meaningless. Why is it aser? Hein emes degabi chayvi lavin, by chayvi lavin. Fine. Then you could say you've accomplished something, and then there's what to talk about. Whether since you've accomplished something, you're going to violate. Maybe there's an iser to be mekadish chayvi lavin. So nireh, if you look in the Tosfos in Bamitzia, nireh daf hakidushin asman aser, v'chein nireh mitzmura daf hey, the sugya of yavid lo mahani, abagavi chayvi krisus, lo ashkechan diye aser lekadish, v'lo matzasi din zeh mevuar, v'tzarech iyun. I don't know what the chinuch is talking about. Lama lo hevi, and then he quotes all arayos. Why does he only quote it here? And then he says v'nireh pashut to hu davka rak eichid to kiddush kedin. He says even according to the chinuch, I'm not sure where he gets it from, but even according to the chinuch, says the Menachas Chinuch, I think it must be only where you do a proper ma'aseh kiddushin, which is also a chiddush. V'nireh pashut to hu davka rak eichid to kiddush kedin v'chol dini kiddushin hu diika iser avol heichid to kiddush shalok kedin v'hainu pachos mishav epruta. Lo avid isura. If he didn't do a proper ma'aseh kiddushin, then it's also not usur. So limit it. That's what he says at first. But then he says, well, why should that make a difference? If it's not working anyway, maybe it should be even an improper ma'aseh kiddushin. You have to do something related to kiddushin, but maybe even improperly. Aval heicha aval nira li lomar dim kiddush below edim avid isura. After b'makamacher lo avid kiddushin below edim, even if you usually get married on a video, but there are no witnesses there, you're not married. But here, Mikal Makam, Hacha, Avid Isura. Why? Mishum de Taima de Below Edim, Lohavi Kedushim, Below Mahani. Why do we usually require Edim? Gemara and Kedushim Samachay. Because Below Mahani, Afil Odosbal Din, Mishum de Chavla Achrini. Because what you're doing affects others, let's say the Pashas of that Gemara, it affects others and Asers Krovim. And when you Aser Krovim, so you need to have Edim there, because it's Chavla Achrini. Here, you're not Asering anybody. Here, it's meaningless what you're doing. So maybe here, at least that element of ma'aseh kiddushin, the requirement for edim, would not be true. Memela hacha de below zelo tafsi kiddushin, velo shayachav lachrini, mishamachi isura ika vekal lahavin ke nirali pashut. So I can't understand his shita of why kiddushin should be usur, but once you say kiddushin should be usur, so I think it should only be by a proper ma'aseh kiddushin, except for the psul of no edim. So that, I think, you could get out of. But that is the chiddush of the Chinuch, the Ritva in Kiddushin Adaf Ayin Ches argues with this, and most other Rishonim, if they don't say anything, they also Pashas argue that's in terms of Kiddushin to a Chayve Krisus. We mentioned a couple of months ago the discussion that Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about this in Chelek Beis of the Minchas Asher in terms of a joke Maisa Kiddushin. Not the one of the Chayve Krisus, but the Kiddushin, what does he call it? Kiddushe Bisli. Right, the kiddushin in the pizza store, where two teenagers are just having fun, and one goes over to the other one and gives them a bottle cap and gives them a bisli. And is that a ma'aseh kiddushin or not? In the case there, it was just bisli, and the woman never accepted, and she knew what was going on, and he was matir. But in other cases, it could be a very serious issue. Okay, so this was talking about mother-in-law and the Ramban's ha'ara about it, and the Chinuch's ha'ara in general about chayve krisus. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara now asks the question that bothered us all when we read yesterday's Mishnah. And that is, why is there a difference between when a husband goes out and comes back and the Edim say, or the Ed says he died, and the woman gets married and then he comes in and then we have all these knasos, ein laksuba v'lo blows, v'lo this, v'lo that, and she takes him mizeh o'mizeh. While when it comes to the husband and the wife goes out and the Edim come and say and he gets married and then she walks in, we don't have all those knasos. What's the difference? V'te'aser b'shchiva da'achosa mididahavia isha shahalach b'ilalim dinas hayam. Why is there a difference? He marries his wife's sister because he thinks his wife is dead. Then his wife comes in. Why should he be able to go back to his first wife? Right? Just like the woman who married the brother-in-law, the Yavam, or someone else, cannot go back to the first husband. So Gemara says, it's not a question of fair or not fair. It's a question of halachic, the halachic system. And that is lo dami. Ishto de bemezid asira mida oraisa b'shogi gazru barabanan. By the wife. If the wife had done this act bemezid, whoever she was with, That would be Eishes Ishes Insa. Aser Da'oraisa. So because Mida'oraisa, this act would aser her to her husband, so Midrabanan, we asered even though it wasn't bemazed. Right? It was Shogeg, maybe she should have checked better. But Achos Isha, d'bemazed lo asira Mida'oraisa. But if a man lives with his wife's sister, bemazed, he's chayiv kares, but he's not aser to his wife. He's chayiv kares, but he's not aser to his wife, so therefore b'shogeg lo gazer b'rabanan. So the Rabbanan weren't goes there, right? Only as something that bemazed would answer you to the wife, to be married. So the Rabbanan were goes there in that case. But in a case where Mishog bemazed would not answer, so Bishogeg, they did not answer either. Period. Let's continue a little bit. Uminalan delo asira. How do we know that? How do we know that if a man lives with his wife's sister, Rachmana Litzlan, how do we know that that does not answer to the wife? Titania. Osa. Special din d'araisa. Osa, talking by sota. Osa shchivasa osarta. Vein shchivasa chosa osarta. That's the makar. At least one of the makaras. For Ashes ish sezinsa is asura to her husband. That makar. Osa, her bia asers. A woman's bia asers her to her husband. But someone else's bia, even if it's her sister's bia does not aser her to her husband. Says the Gemara, sheyachol, because without this makar, I would have said that it does aser. Without the special gzeres hakasev, that a man who lives with his wife's sister is not aser to stay married, I would have said it is aser. Why? Sheyachol v'halodinu. I would have said it's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom sheba al iser kal, in a place where a man violates a lenient iser. What is a lenient iser? So we don't know yet. The Gemara later on is going to have four opinions, but I'll give away the secret now, because Rashi does also. Rashi is the master teacher. So whenever Rashi says that the Gemara will explain later, then obviously we don't need to know that right now, and the Gemara will explain later. But if Rashi himself already gives it away here, it must be that he, the master educator, understands that we need to know this detail even before it comes up in the Gemara. So, I'm no better than Rashi. So, says the Rashi here, Eishes Ish, that's what's going to be called the Isser Kal later. Why is it going to be called an Isser Kal? Because it is finite. A man can divorce his wife and uproot the Isser of Eishes Ish. Unlike most other Isurim in the world that are eternal, while the people are alive. So that's what Isser Kal means here. So what's the context? So Uma b'makom shebaal Isser Kal, if in a place where a man is a baal Isser Kal, meaning Eishes Ish, ne'esar ha'oser, so if an Eishes Ish is mizane, she is usher to her husband, ha'oser, what's the oser? The one that ushers her to the world. If the woman violates an Isser Kal, then she is usher to the one who made her usher into the world in the first place. So makam shabal Isser Chamur. So where does an Isser Chamur violated? What's Isser Chamur? Achos Isha. That's an Isser Chamur, right? Because while the women are alive, there's no heter ever. So surely eino din she'ne'asar ha'oser. So surely this woman should be usher to the one who ushered her, meaning her husband. Kamash malam, we don't say that. That's the Havamina, the Kavachomer that we would have said otherwise. But that's why we have the Gzeres HaKasev to teach me Osa, Shchivasa Osarta, Vein Shchivas Achosa Osarta. So it is the Gzeres HaKasev. There is though a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Evin Ezer says there are really three svaras that we could give why a woman becomes Asa to her husband in certain cases. Let's take Eishes Ishes Insa. Why is she Asa to her husband? Number one says the Evin Ezer, Kuf Lamed Beis Hey. Itaima, quotes our Gemara, then he says, Itaima da Asra HaTorah Sota Mishum Knas HaTorah. Number one, maybe it's a biblical fine. If a woman was Mizane, then she gets to get divorced. It's a Knas HaTorah. Tinda Araisa. O Mishum, or number two, Shenitma Atachtav Ein Kavod Baila Ba. It's a violation against her husband. Ein Kavod Baila La. Not just a fine that she did in Avera, but specifically she undermined the unique special relationship. Ein kavod b'ilo ba. And again, what about if the husband is violates? So again, that's also terrible and undermines, but because midaraisa, so the husband can be married to more than one wife, so that's why there are differences in halacha. Why that is? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. Why can a man be married to one wife? Why does a woman's status change by marriage? She becomes an Eishes Ish, and the man's status does not. It's all related, because she is Nechlas L'Rishuso, and he has responsibilities to take care of her. And v'chulu v'chulu, everything is related. But that's how Halacha defines marriage. That the woman is Nechlas L'Rishus HaBaal, and the Baal now has responsibilities of Sherksus Va'una. So here, when she's Nitma Tachtov, ain't covered by Laba. That's number two. But says the Chazon Ish, the svara that I like is as follows. Ela Nire, de Isser Sota Hu Mishum, Sherichako HaTorah, Shetehe HaIsha Mishameshes, Ishus Lazeh Ulazulaso. This type of what we might call open marriage, Judaism can't take this. This can't be an existing marriage. Hilkach, kisha avra vizinsa, vi choseres labaila, min kartve maisa hazama, vi hischalfus ha'ishim, bi isha achas, volaze asra Torah, lashuv od el baila achar haznus. I think it's just by definition, this type of marriage, hischalfus hanashim, he calls it, where what the Mitzrayim used to do, they used to switch wives every week, as Chazal say. Right? That's the tumah of Mitzrayim. So says the Chazon Ish, nothing to do with the personal actions of the people involved, but it's more the definition of this marriage. This marriage is no longer defined as a Jewish marriage. And therefore, it can no longer exist. And therefore, it must be broken. That is the Chazon Ish. And then he says at the end, and therefore I don't fully understand the Maharik. That's his last line. Which Maharik? So this is the Maharik that we mentioned in the past. The Maharik is quoted in the Ramah. In the Yed of Evan Ezer, the Maharik's case is Omer Mutter. What about a case of Omer Mutter? A woman says, she's not Ones, she's not Mezes, she's not Shogeg. She's like, I had no idea that Judaism did not allow this. I had no idea, I thought it was Mutter to be with other men. So what's the halacha there? Oh, so she's forced, she's not put to death. Obviously she didn't have Hasra. She had Hasra, she wouldn't be Omer Mutter. But she didn't have Hasra. You know, let's say they were Adim, so therefore we know what she did, but you're not going to put her to death. Is she Asura Labaila? The Maharik says, yes. Maharik says, Asura Labaila. Why? Because even if you don't know Hashem said this was Asur, this is an undermining of your relationship to your husband. And it's a Ma'ala Bo Ma'al, he's Badaik in that Pasik, the Mi'ila, the treason, the traitor type of action is against the husband, and therefore that exists even by Omer Mutter. That's the Chiddush of the Maharik. She wasn't being loyal to the husband. You know, to God she didn't think she was being so bad. But still, that's enough. Kisista ishto mo'ala mo'al b'ashem. It doesn't say that. Diloshtama dafka bimichu venes la'isser. Ela mo'ala bo mo'al k'sif. And therefore, this would be usher. So according to the Chazon Ish, he's somewhat bothered by that, because does an Omer Mutter undermine this concept once she finds out about it? Is that defined as an Isuin Shel Zima? See, he's not so convinced of that. But that's the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Maharik regarding that. By the way, while we have it open, the end of the Maharik, we mentioned this in Navi Shir yesterday when we spoke about Shiras Devora, but the end of the Maharik discusses other cases of Isura Labaila. I'm not going to go into the whole sugya right now, but just the Maharik. The Maharik says that the Gemara tells us that Esther became Asura Labaila when she went to Achashverosh. Kasher Avadati Avadati, the Gemara says in Megillah. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Maharik, did she do the right thing? So we obviously assume yes. She did the right thing. But she still became Asura Labaila. That's interesting. Why is that? It's possible it was a situation of Ones, a Maisa of Ratzon. Right? The Noda Behuda has a similar case. Rahman al-Aslan, there was a case of 25 Jews that were captured, and the captor was going to kill all of them. One woman goes and is mezana with the man, and in that way saves all of them. It gets them all free. The Noda Behuda was asked, is she now Asura Labaila? So the Noda Behuda is one extreme. The Noda Behuda says not only is she Asura Labaila, she shouldn't have done it. It was wrong for her to do. Who asked her to do it? So it's Yehari Valyavar. Actively. That's called the Maisa Rasa Biznus. That's the Noda Behuda. The Maharik here says, no, that might not have been Asur to do. Maybe she's Asura Labaila, but that's not Asur to do. But then he adds, maybe, he doesn't talk about the Noda Behuda's case, and this will finish because this is the end of the Maharik. He says, maybe she's not Asura Labaila in that case. It's not clear. Maybe Esther was different. Why? Because Esther, it wasn't direct. It was that, I'm going to be with Achashverosh, I'm going to get on his good side, I'm going to invite him to a party, Haman's going to come, I'm going to try to tell him, all these different events. So she should do it. She was Hatzalas Kol Yisrael, but she was Asura Labaila. Masha Enkein, what's the Masha Enkein? He doesn't talk about the Noda Behuda's case, but he talks about Yael Eishas Chever Akeni, Yael who put the peg into Sisera's head after Sisera was running away. In the Shiras Devorah, the Navi calls Yael the wife of Chever. How could you call him the wife of Chever if she's Asura Labayla? Says the Maharik, it must be she was not Asura Labayla. Different than Esther. Why, what's the difference? Because here it was more direct. She was going to tire him out in the tent and then kill him right then. And that was going to save Klal Yisrael. So that's it. That's much more direct. So that she did not only, and she's not Asura Labayla. And Mitzvah Gedola she did. But that is this same tshuva of the Maharik in Kuf Samach Zayin. Again, part of the sugya of situation of Ones, Maisa Baratzon, does that create a Sirul Abayla? The Maharik says no. No, the Behuda says yes, and maybe you shouldn't have done it. There are other shitas as well, but not for now. I think we might have had a Daf Be'in Shir about this a couple of years ago. It is on the list, Be'ed Hashem. I've gotten emails to have some Daf Be'in Shirim, Be'ed Hashem. When time permits it, it is Be'ed Hashem on the list. Yevamos and Navi, though, also take some time. But Be'ed Hashem, it'll happen, Be'ed Hashem. Okay. Vayter. Rabbi Yehuda. So we're on the seventh line or so. On Sadi Heimar Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nech leku be'shamei o'beis Hillel be'bal chamoso. She'posel azishto. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a man lives with his mother-in-law, then he is not usher to his wife. Everybody agrees to that. The machlokas is if he lives with his wife's sister, meaning our case that we said was mutter is really a machlokas. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yosi, different. No, Beishami Zil both agree that achos isha does not pass to the wife. Why? We just had that up top. That was the third line, the drasha. Osa shchivasa asura. Not Shchivas Achosa. Ama Nechleku Bibal Chamosa. The Machlokas is the mother-in-law. If the man lives with the mother-in-law, maybe that does Aser the wife. Shebishami Omen Posel, Isil Omen Lo Posel. So that is the Machlokas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi about the Machlokas Beishamai and Beis Hillel. So why does Beis Hillel say it does not Pasel? Why does Beis Hillel say in this case? So we've already had the makar for Achos Isha not pasling. So now, what's the source for Chamoso not pasling? Lefi, Shebetchi, Lahu, Mutter, Bechol, Anashem, Sheba'olam. Let's think about this, says the Gemara. Before a man and a woman get married, so he's Mutter to everybody in the world. Vehi Muteres, Bechol, Anashem, Sheba'olam. And she's Mutter to everybody. Everybody's Mutter to everybody. Great. Kidsha, who, one second, Kidsha, once he performs the act of Kiddushin, who Osra, Vihi Asarto. So they both Aser a population on the other one. Who, let's think about this. He Asers her to everybody. She becomes an Ashes Ish. She Asers him to her Krovim. Right? Because he can marry other women, but when a man commits, does an act of marriage, so now he's Asr to marry her Krovim. Meruba Isr, Sha'asra, Me Isr, Sha'asar to who? Right? There's more. The Isr is quantitatively greater what he does to her than what she does to him. Shehu Asra, Bechol, Anashim, Sheba Olam. He Asrs her in all people in the world, because she's an Ashes Ish. Vehi Lo Asar Tahu, Ela Bekrovosel. Right? So I was saying, she only Asrs him in her Krovim. So, which is the greater Isser? What he does to her. And yet, we have this din. V'halo dinhu. Umahu sha'asar b'chal anashem sheba olam. He assered her onto all men in the world. But still, shagaga ba'asar la. Let's say she commits an act of znus b'shogeg in eishas isha ne'ensa. Or b'shkaga eino ne'aseres b'mutter la. She doesn't become assar to her husband. Meaning, he creates such a big Isser for her. She's assar to everybody in the world. And yet, if she violates Bishogeg, she's not usher to her husband. So he, Shalo Asar to Ela Bekrovose. So her Isser, which she only ushered him onto her Krovim, Shogag Ba'asar Lo, Eino Din Shalo Nasar. Right? B'mutter Lo. Right? So if he is Shogag, he's in the world of a lesser of an Isser. One of those Isserim is his mother-in-law. So if he's Shogag with the mother-in-law, it should not be usher. The wife should not become usher to him. And how do you know mezid? Tamalomar, you compare it to achos ishto. Osa, osa shchivata osarta, vein shchivas achosa osarta. So that's the makar for Beis Hillel. So the Gemara assumes, according to Beis Hillel, both chamoso and achos isha do not aser on the husband. Period. There is an interesting question the Mishnah Lamelech asks, and after him the other achronim wonder about it. We know an Ashes Ish, that is Shogeges, is not a Asur Labayla. Not a Asur Labayla, by an Ashes Yisrael. Not a Asur Labayla. What happens if the Boel is bemazed? The man is bemazed, but she is Beshogeges. She thinks this is her husband. right? But the Boel knows it's not. So again, she's Muteris Labayla. Just because the Boel was mazed, so it does not make her Asura Labayla. Is she Asura Labayla in that case? That's the Mishnah Melech Safek. We know usually an Eishes Ish that's Mizane is Asura Labaal and Asura Laboel. It's Asura. She has to get divorced, and she also can never marry this man she was Mizane with. Asura Labaal, Asura Laboel. Are those two independent problems, or are those dependent on each other? Because if the Boel was Mazed, so she's still Muteris to her husband. But what if her husband then dies? Could she marry the Boel? Is she Asura Laboel? That's the question. That's the suffix of the Mishnah Melech, if you want to look it up, in Hilchas Sota in Perek Beis. I'm a stopping. He's not sure. Hecha tohaya haboel mezid. I asuralo. Mi amrinon. Chedin zed asurala boel. Hu mishum da asurala baal. Part of the reason is because Rakoni's here. You messed up her marriage, so she's also to you too. Right? They're connected to each other. Aval koshulo asurala baal shari la boel. O dilmano. Koshu mezid asurba. He lived with her out of wedlock, so she's also to her, period. That's the suffix, and Kedaka Bakodesh, he has two columns here, where he talks about Mar Mekomos for that halacha. That's a detail about an Ishis Ish, She Zinsa, Beshogi Gerber Mason. Weiter, third to last skinny line. Amar Rebbe Ami, Amar Ish Lakish, my time of the Rebbe Yehuda. Why does Rebbe Yehuda say that by Chamoso, everybody agrees, Posel is Ishto? Right, Rabbi Yehuda says everybody agrees that if you live with a mother-in-law, you have to get divorced from the wife. The only machlokes is about Achos Isha. So, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say that? Dechsif. So now we're getting back to the machlokes we started off with today. On the bottom of the previous Amud. Bo'esh Yisrofu Oso Ve'eshen. The Pasuk says they have to be burned. Him, the one who's Mizana with the Bas Kohen, and Eshen. V'chi kol abayis kula b'sreifa. What, you burn the whole house? Meaning, what's the pashtus of the Pasuk? You burn them. What do you mean, them? Both of the women didn't do something wrong, only the second one did something wrong. If a person lives with a daughter and a mother, so the daughter did nothing wrong. So what do you mean you burn her? What did she do wrong? So the Gemara says, Imeinu inyan l'sreifa, if it's not talking about actual sreifa, because she's not chayeves, taneo l'inyan l'isura. So you say at least she's affected in another way. She becomes ne'eseres. Right? That's what it means, eshen, they're both affected. Meaning the mother-in-law is chayeves misa, and if it was with Aiden, with Asra, but even the daughter now must get divorced from the husband. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Halacha Rav Yehuda. We're not passing like Rav Yehuda. Really, it is a case of Chamoso does not Asur the wife. Hahu David Yisrael Bechamsei. There was a man, Rachman al-Islan, lived with his mother-in-law. What happened? Asiye Rav Yehuda Nagde. Rav Yehuda took him and gave him Malkus. Why not Chayev Misa? So the Rabbi Menahar says, either because he lived after the time that there was Dina Nefashis, or there were no Edim, something, but they knew what happened, so he gave Malkus. Amar Lei, Ilav de Amar Shmuel, Ein Halacha Krebi Yehuda. Were it not for the fact that Shmuel had said that we don't pass him like Krebi Yehuda, Asarti Alech Yisur La'alam, I would divorce you from your wife. Right? But Rabbi Yehuda says that that's not the halacha, and therefore we don't divorce, we're not going to get divorced from the wife. The Ramban here asks, remember we had a Mishnah back earlier in the Masechta, back on Daf Chavav, way back in the third parak, we had a Mishnah at the end of the second parak, really. And the second parak, if somebody is nitan on a woman, you're usher to the daughter. Right? Even if there are rumors, nitan. So ask the Ramban, ask the Rashba right here. So he was with the mother-in-law, so how do we possibly go back to the daughter? That's no worse than nitan. So the Ramban says, if you remember there, that was only a din l'chadchila. Bidyevet, if they would get married, it would be mutter. And surely here, says the Ramban, where they were married for first, before anything took place. So that's why it wouldn't be a problem in this case. Relating to a mother-in-law, and znus with a mother-in-law, there is a well-known shuva in other contexts of the Noda de Yehuda. It's a tragic shuva. The Noda de Yehuda in Simin Lamed Hey, Arachayim Alav Simin Lamed Hey. He gets a letter from someone. Al Habay Doar, Mintestana, Higiani Yom Esmol. I got your letter yesterday, and I was told yesterday, I'm looking at it today. So here was the Shaila. Echad Shenichshal Be'eshes Ish Kama Shanim, Shalosh Shanim Ritzufos. 3 years he was having an affair. Shahayeb Be'esa, and he was doing it with his mother-in-law. With his mother-in-law, in the house. Viata Nisorer Bechuva. V'ashrei lo, Shetoraso Amda Shalo Yishtaka Betuma. V'nafsho, and he's doing his Gonzabal Shuva. So, v'nafsho lish'ol. So, he has two shilas. Higia shuata chatana isha azos shenasa bita im mechuyev lohodia lechamav sheifrosh miishto azona. Number one, does he have to tell his father-in-law that he is usher, the woman who did it willingly, does he have to say that? Oh, shtikaso yafe. Or do you say, shtik is better? Kihema anshe Hashem. They have a reputation. V'yeshlam banim chashuvim. B'torah. Uve mishpachta yikara. Right, they have a various prominent family. If this gets out, forget it. The shiduchim for the kids. V'yeshlachush l'pakam mishpacha. Omisham kavet abrios. Rashoy abal tshuva lios b'sheva altase. Shelo lahadi alacham of klal. Part one of the shaila. Do you have to say? That's a huge issue. Right, that's the first four pages of the tshuva. Is there a chiyuv? Do we believe him? Maybe we should say he has no nemanus. Ain't other mesa masma rasha. Therefore, we don't believe him. Right, there were no edim on this. So who is it? So he has an edach anem abisurin, but it's only him. But he can't tell us about somebody else. So maybe we wouldn't even believe him. Even if we would believe him, does he have a chiyuv? Does kavod abrios? This is a fascinating discussion in many areas. Let's say there is a kohen who's in the shower, and somebody dies in the house. So while he's in the shower, do you have to run and say, there's a mason here, get out, he's going to run out naked? Or could you wait a few minutes until he gets dressed and then tell him there's a mason in the house? Right? Kavod abrios versus a passive iser d'oraisa that he doesn't even know he's violating. Right? Shatnez, he's in the middle of the street and he's wearing a robe and that's it. Machlokas Rambam Rush. He's wearing a robe in the middle of the street. Do you go over to him and tell him it's shatnez? Right? He's got to take off the robe right there. Kavod abrios. So this is part of the issue. That's part one of the tshuva. Right? He lived with his mother-in-law, exactly the case of the Gemara. The second half of the tshuva is, could you please give me a tshuva, you know, strategy? How do I do tshuva for this? How many fast days? That's what he asked the Nodav Yehuda. So Nodav Yehuda, that's the first part of the tshuva is the halachic. The second half is like the Shabbos tshuva part of the tshuva. Says the Nodav Yehuda, let me tell you, you're asking me something that's outside the world of halacha, so I can't really give you a straight answer. Doesn't say anywhere in Shas and Poskim about how many fast days one should do tshuva for. So he says, first of all, you say you're weak and you can't really fast. He says, "Kasha hikshalish omi many davar kasha sheini ragila hashiv l'shoel mi many sheila b'davar shloul chalim so shorish b'divrei hagemara v'poskim ki lo matzino b'chol haTalmud mispar ataniyos yamim charutzim uksuvim l'kol chet v'ashma." There's nowhere in Shas that talks about that type of issue. That's not what tshuva is. Amnam hagbolas mispar ataneisim lo nisparish lo b'kasuv lo b'gemara on the sifrei muster they talk about it. Umatzino b'zeh harbe chumris harbe kulos. And he says, and surely, in your case, where you're with your mother-in-law for 3 years, he says, Avono gadol miniso mitzad chomer ha'avon atzmo, avon eishas ish, uvaprash yismid b'cheitzeh shaloshanim ritzufos, v'yim ha'bebesa v'shchichalei, bevadai, ein mispar l'rov pa'amim sheba aleha, v'lo yaspiku lo shnos misushelach, b'mispar ta'anios b'tshuvas ha'mishkal. He says, you could fast the rest of your life. That's not gonna help you. What you have to do is to sit and to do chesed and do mitzvos and learn. Ikra tshuva azivas achid vidudram b'leiv nishvar v'chulu. When he continues. And why is this tshuva famous? Because of the next part, where he talks about why there is no tshuva for chayvei mises bezdin. We've spoken about that sugi in the past. Right? If somebody kills somebody, somebody's machal Shabbos, and then he does tshuva, becomes the gadol ador. 20 years later, the edim get to court and like testify about him. He's the gadol ador. He's chayvei misa. What about tshuva? Tshuva doesn't work for chayvei mises bezdin. So that's part of what the Nodav Yehuda talks about here. But again, it's a great tshuva to talk about. A terrible tshuva to the actual story of what happened. But that has to do with Hahu David Yisur b'chamatei. So it wasn't only in the times of the Gemara. It was in the 1800s as well.
No answer?
What is the answer? He doesn't really give an answer what the tshuva is.
the first part.
Does he have to tell? Is that so? He's noted to kind of say not to tell, but then he's not so comfortable with it. And then he switches to say that he should. He says, so you have to tell the husband. But now the question is, what if you know the husband's not going to listen to you? Right, so he says, that's another suffix. So he doesn't give a straight answer, and again, there are others that, have other tshuvas related to this. It's a big sugya. It's a very serious shaila. If a man, let's say not the wife, let's say there have been cases about this. If a neighbor knows that something's going on, if a rabbi knows that something's going on, bivadai, not maybe, Let's say a husband confided in a neighbor what he's doing with somebody else's wife. Does that neighbor have a chiyuv too? That's serious business. Very serious. You know, do you say, Lo tamal adam riecha? This woman is living in sin. The husband's living in sin for the rest of his life, for the next 30 years? Or do I say, it's not my business? Sheva tase, it's very uncomfortable, but it's serious, serious shilas. And there's no chumra or kula here. You just got to know what the halach is. Because whatever chumra it is, it's a kula the other way. But halavai should be in the base medrash, and not halakha lamaisa. Vayter. Ma yisur kal, fourth wide line. So what does it mean? Now we're getting back to what we said up above. What is the isur kal? Remember, we had a kal v'chomer, that the kal v'chomer would have told us that achos isha asers the isha. That was the kal v'chomer. Kamash v'lon, the pasuk says, no, you don't say that. So what was the kal v'chomer? It was from an isur kal to an isur chomer. If isur kal doesn't aser who's mutter, so an isur chomer surely. I'm sorry, if an isur kal asers who's mutter, so an isur chomer surely. If ashes, well, we already gave away the answer. But if an isur kal asers, so surely an isur chomer would aser. And that's why you need the pasuk to tell me achos isha does not aser. So what was the isur kal in that havamina? So the Gemara is going to have four suggestions. Amar of Chizda, number one, machzir grushaso mishenises. Maybe the Isser Kal is Maser Grusha, so a man gets remarried to his wife after she got divorced and married somebody else. So, what's the case of, remember, what did the Kal V'chomer say? In Isser Kal, then the Oser becomes Asur. Isser Kal, meaning Ashes Ish, and we're going to get to that. But let's see, Maser Grusha, so the Oser is going to become Asur. Who's the Oser and the Asur here? So Gemara explains, the second that the woman lives with her second husband, now she's asr to her first husband, and now she violates and goes back to her first husband. Who created the isr to the first husband? The second husband. So the second husband is called the oser here. The second she's back with her first husband, she becomes asr now to her second husband. Because now the second husband is asur because of machzor grushaso, mishenisseis. So ba'alei idach, right when the first husband lives with her, asur alei dahai. So now that's the case of an isur kal, that once you violate the isur kal of machzor grushaso, mishenisseis, the oser, meaning the second husband, becomes asur to her. Fine. So Gemara says that's not a good model for achos isha. Why? Ma'ala machzor grushaso, mishenisseis, shekein nitma haguf. What's nitma haguf? She did the aveira here. By Achos Isha, it was her sister that did the Aveira. But here she did the Aveira. So maybe that's why it's more Chomer here. Nitma Haguf. And also Isura Barov. And you know what? Whoever she would have married here would be Asur. It's a very expansive Aveira. Rashi takes out those two words, but Tosfos has it, so we'll read it. The Isura Isur Olam. And it's a permanent Isur. You can never get out of the Isur. By Achos Isha, if the woman dies, it evaporates. So that doesn't work. So try number two. Ela Amar Ish Lakish Yavama. Maybe the Isser is Yavama. So what Yavama? Which case? Yavama Laman. Ilema La Acher. Is it Yavama? Meaning if a woman is Yavama La Shuk, then she asers the Yavam. Ukedarav Hamnuna. Davar Rav Hamnuna. Shomer is Yavam. Shezinsa Asura Li Yavama. Right, that was Rav Hamnuna Shita. She is Asur. So the Yavam was the Oser, and now he becomes Nasar. So Mali Yavama, same thing. She came into Haguf. She did the Avera, the Isura Barov, and it applies to any man out there. So that doesn't work. So El Yavama Lachin. Oh, maybe it means the Yavama to the brothers. What's the case? Avad Ba Mamar. Let's get back to those sugyas, Rabbi Osai. Right? Brother number one does Maimar. Tosa says this is going following the opinion that holds Maimar as Daraisa. Beishamai. Right, Avaba Maimar. Hi, Asra Allah the Hai. So brother A does Maimar, brother B is now Asr to be with her. Ba Allah Idach, if brother B is with her, Asra Allah the Hai. Now she's Asr on the Maimar person. So that's the case. The Baal Mamar was the Oser, and now he becomes Nasar. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, my Arya Shaba Allah Hasheni. So why does the Brisa say the Bia creates the Isser? Afilo Avabam Nami Maimar. Even if the second one only did Maimar, he becomes Usser to the, she becomes Usser to the first Yavam. So Gemara says, you're right. But Halokasha, Rebbe Gamliel, Domarin Maimar Achar Maimar. Remember, Rebbe Gamliel, Dafnun. Maybe this is going like Rebbe Gamliel, that once one brother does Maimar, the second brother's Maimar is meaningless. Gemara said, no. El afilo nasan laget, afilo cholitzla. Okay, fine, not Maimar. But if the second brother gives her a get or does chalitza, that also creates an isser to the first brother. So again, it doesn't have to be Bia. So that, again, cannot be the case of Isser Kal in the Brisa, of the Kal Vachomer. So, try number three. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Sota. We're talking about the case of Sota. Right, a woman is possibly Mizana after being warned. And now she's usher to her husband. So, Sota Laman, what's the case we're talking about? Ilema Labaal, are we talking about a case of to her husband? Meaning, Ba'ale HaBaal, if the husband lives with her after she becomes a Sota, he's not allowed to. But if he lives with her, Asra Ale de Boel, so now he's usher to be with the Boel. Right, meaning the Boel created the Isser to be with the Baal, and now when she's with the Baal, she's also to the Boel. So the Gemara says, "My Ayah Baalel." But the same thing, "Afilu Nasan Laget, Afilu Amar Einani Mashke." What do you mean? She's Asura to the Boel anyway, right? Why would she's Mizana? Even if the husband would divorce her now, even if he would say, "I'm not giving you to drink," so again, it wouldn't be Dafka Bia, and that's what the Kal Vachomer mentioned. So Ella, what other cases there? Sota la Boel. Maybe we're talking about the Sota to the Boel. Meaning, if the Sota is with the Boel, so now she becomes usher to the Baal. So Gemara says, Hi Yisr Kalu, Yisr Chomeru, Dainu Eishas Ish. That's regular Eishas Ish. So the Gemara says, you're right. It is Eishas Ish. Ela Amarava, Eishas Ish, regular case of Eishas Ish. That's called Yisr Kal. V'chein ki Yasar Ravin, Amar Yochanan, Eishas Ish. Umay, so what's the formulation again of the Kal Vachomer? If Eishes Ish, which is an Isser Kal, asers her to her husband, so Achos Isha, which is an Isser Chomer, surely should aser her to her husband. That's the Kal Vachomer. Kamash Malan, that's why we have the pasuk to tell me otherwise, that only Osa Osarta, and not her Achos Isha Osarta. That's what we, but this was the Kal Vachomer of the Hava Mina. Right, this whole 20 lines teaches us the Talmud Torah Lishma, because we're trying to figure out what the Havamina was, even though we know the Pasuk tells me otherwise. Umay Kari Le Isser Kal, but now, as we mentioned before, so why is Eishes Ish called an Isser Kal? She'ena Osra, Osra Kal Yamav. Because it's not permanent. The husband can give his wife a get and undo Eishes Ish. And before we talk about that, let's just finish. Tanya Mihachi. The Brisa also says, Abachanan Amar Mishum Rebbe Elazar, Eishes Ish. Says it befavors, the Brisa says, Eishes Ish is what's being discussed. Umam bebakom habal iser kal. She'ein ha'osra osra kol yamav, nasar ha'oser. If Eishes Ish, which is not a permanent iser, and yet the oser becomes asur, habal iser chamor, she'ha osra osra kol yamav, ein odin she'nasar ha'osra, surely. So that's why Achos Isha should be asur. Tamelomar osa, osa shchivasa osarta, vein shchivasa chosa osarta. Fine. Period. Tosfos and the Tosfos Yeshanim here have an important little discussion. And that is, so Eishes Ish you could get out of. But Eishes Ish is Chayvei Misas Bezdin. Doesn't that make that more chamor than Isser Kares? So why do you look at the length? Look at the right now. It's a deeper Isser right now. Which this brings up, if you remember, we discussed this a little bit a couple of weeks ago, back on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. What makes something more stringent? The longer the Isser is, or the more serious it is, even if it's shorter? That's Tosfos' question right here. Eishes Ish is longer, fine, it could be eternal, you can never get out of it. But Eishes Ish is Mises Bezdin. Ask Tosfos on top. Lo shayach lemifrach shekein chenek. Shekeish lo nalach mirakiva sheisser nimshach kol yamav. Tosfos doesn't really answer the question. He says, don't ask me about chenek, because it's an Isser that applies always, that you can't get out of it. That is Tosfos. The Tosfos Yeshanim here has a different answer, fascinating suggestion, where he says here, don't bring me a prize from Chenek. Chenek is about the Onesh. We're trying to talk about the definition of the Isser. Wow. We thought that an Onesh reflects the Chumras Avera. So the Tosfos Yeshanim here is saying maybe not. The Gemara here is trying to go to the root of the definition of the Avera. Just because it has a more chomer punishment doesn't mean inherently it's a more stringent Avera. That's the Lashon right here. V'yesh lomar, de l'boy lilmod chumra ela isura. We're not looking for general chumras, we're looking for the Isser. Imkein Isser kalu, she'eno gadol ka Isser achos isha, she'isura kol yamav. That's a crucial line. Again, we usually assume otherwise. Keep in mind also, when we say Eishes Ish is mutter, we have to continue, but the Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Kuf Tesla Mabez, this is a very remarkable Gemara, where the Gemara talks about that Yalsa, the wife of Rav Nachman, Tessa Rav Nachman, I know everything in the Torah has some heter, every Yisra has some parallel heter. Right? Yalsa says, I know, I want Dama, blood is Aser, Sharonan Kavda, the liver is mutter, it's full of blood. Nida, Dam Tohar. Chelav behema, chelav chaya. Chazir, pig, mocha de shibuta, a type of fish that tastes like pig. All these things, yeah, every iser has something that's mutter. Eishas ish, grusha b'chaye baila. That's our Gemara. Eishas ish is aser, oh, grusha b'chaye baila is mutter. Eishas ach, yevama. So, I want some basa b'chalav. So, what do you have for me? So, Rav Nachman tells his wife, eat the udders of the animal. That's basa b'chalav. You'll taste basa b'chalav. The udder is meat that has some milk in there. And the udder is after you properly kosher it, so then it is mutter. But anyway, that's the Gemara Kuftes. But that relates to our Gemara right here. Let's just finish up. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Kosha Posa v'chulu. So we already alluded to this yesterday. My Ka'amar Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi talking about? Remember, the Tana Kama said in the Mishnah that if a man's wife goes out to sea, the Gemara explained, it's not only if his wife goes out to sea, but if his wife's sister's husband also went out to sea. And the report is that they both died. So he marries his wife's sister, then they both come back. So he's able to stay with his wife, even though his wife's sister, who he was mezana with, has to, not mezana with, purposely, has to get divorced from her husband. The same act. Creating Isser, creating Heter. That's how we explain the Tana Kama. And that's what the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yossi argues on. My Kama, Rabbi Yossi. Ilema de Kama Tana Kama. Is it that the Tana Kama is saying, to Azal Ishto v'gisol medinas hayam, his wife and his wife's sister's brother, husband, his brother-in-law went. Eishas giso asira v'ishto sharya. That's that distinction that we just described. The Kama le Rabbi Yossi. And that's what Rabbi Yossi is arguing on. Ki hechi de ishto sharya, eishas giso nami sharya. They should both be mutter. If his wife is mutter, then his wife's sister's husband should be mutter. So ihachi, if that's true, so then kol she ein posel al yedei acherim, ein posel al yedei atzmo, kol she ein posel al yedei atzmo, ein o posel al yedei acherim mi boile. The language of Rabbi Yossi should be in the negative. Whoever doesn't cause problems should never cause problems. But he said the positive, kol she posel. But if Rabbi Yossi is really saying they both should be mutter, the language should be the negative. So ve'ela, rather, this must be what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Ki hecha de'eshes giso asira ishto nami asira. So you should say, they both, even the man's wife should be asir to him. So hatena kol sheposel. So that helps with that first line. If she causes problems, she should always cause problems. Kol she'ena posel maya vidite. Rabbi Yossi formulated it in both lashonos. So the Gemara gives two answers. We'll do the first one today, that's the next one tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Ami Aresha. Really, Rabbi Yossi is referring back to the beginning of our parak, the first Mishnah. You know what Rabbi Yossi's two lines are referring to, posel and eno posel? It's referring to Eidus of Eid Echad and Eidus of two Eidim. That's the difference in the two lines. Neseis al pi bezdin teitzei b'torim ha'karban. Remember, our Mishnah said, if she gets married based on bezdin, meaning one witness, teitzei, she must get divorced, and she's patur from the karban, because it's on bezdin's shoulders. Al pi eidim teitzei v'chayeves b'karban. But if she got married by herself with eidim, she has to be teitzei, because what can you do? V'chayeves b'karban, but she's still chayev in a karban. Yofi kocho shol bezdin, she patur min ha'karban. And Bezdin's koach is if it was their shoulders, so then they potter. V'kamar Tanakama, and the Tanakama held loshna al pi edim de eishes giso sharya, v'loshna al pi bezdin de eishes giso asira. It doesn't matter. In that case, it doesn't matter whether it was by one aid or two edim. If it was one aid, then the eisha it would be asur, and if it would be two edim, it would be eishes giso, it would be mutter. V'kamar le Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi argues on that. Al pi bezdin, if it was by bezdin, meaning one aid, de posel al yedei acherim, if it causes problems for the other marriage, posel de atzmo, it got to cause problems for your marriage too. You can't have the same act which causes one allowance and one iser. Al pi edim de eno posel al yedei acherim, eno posel de atzmo. But in the case of edim, which doesn't cause problems for you, shouldn't cause problems for her either. So that is option number one. Rav Yossi is referring. Rav Yossi has two lines: kosha posel and kosha eno posel. What is he referring to? So first suggestion, Rabbi Ami, he's referring to the two cases of one aid versus two aidim. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka is going to have the second day that he's referring to kiddushin versus nisuin. Those are going to be the way that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka is going to learn the Gemara. But we'll have to stop here. We'll start tomorrow with this third line of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Tomorrow we have the last full blot here in the 10th parak of Meseches Yevamos. And again, today's shiur was sponsored by Refuah Shleima Gedalia ben Malka Yuta, Bistok Shar Chala Yisrael, Yishbizocha to Refuah Shleima Bekarov.